This is Health Radio.
Health Radio.
On Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
We all like that cup of joe in the morning. I certainly know I do, but your morning just got better because drinking coffee can reduce your risk of heart disease dramatically. There was a recent report presented at the European Association for Cardiovascular Prevention and Rehab in their 2015 meeting. You know, we all have heard over the years, whether it's the caffeine, because decaffeinated coffee doesn't seem to have these kinds of same benefits, but you know, that it's not only your heart that coffee can protect. So having that cup of coffee, and it doesn't need to be 10 cups of coffee because that would get you the spilkies all day, but it also can help reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes because if they have, you know, coffee can help you really keep your metabolism going. They don't exactly know the mechanism for why, but it can certainly help that. It can help you with weight loss. We've known that for years. It kind of reduces your appetite and also acts as a diuretic. So it reduces that water retention in your body. It can improve your cognitive function, which is also really important. Coffee can definitely help you think a little bit more clearly, which is, you know, pretty good. And for some people that I know, this is better kidney and liver health, you know, because it acts as a diuretic. It helps to send you to the bathroom a little bit more. So it can have a good effect on your urinary tract, you know, so it can help increase that urinary flow. So that's another good little thing that our cup of coffee in the morning can do. It can also help with a smaller risk of cancer. They say that both regular and decaf can help reduce certain types of cancer so that it can, you know, breast cancer for women who drink. I mean, they say, you know, 3 to 5 cups a day. And I don't know anybody who really wants to drink that much. But overall, the message is that coffee is not as bad for us as we once thought. I mean, it comes from a bean, and we all know plant-based products are good for us and whatever processes it goes through to get ground up and end in your cup in the morning. It can be good for you for cardiovascular health, kidney and liver health, you know, type 2 diabetes, so, and even sexual health. Yes. So have that cup of coffee. Don't feel guilty about it. I feel guilty about everything. That's just the Jewish nature of my bringing up, but I don't feel guilty about that cup of coffee. So join me in a nice cup of good Joe. This is Melanie Cole. More great show coming up.